The first marijuana retail shops are opening up in Washington this week. It's the last big piece of a citizens initiative passed in 2012 that regulates the drug like alcohol. With Alaska voters considering a similar ballot measure this fall, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez checks in with Seattle law enforcement to see how they're dealing with the new policy.
Seattle Hempfest is like stoner Lollapalooza, if Lollapalooza weren't already friendly to stoners. Every year, musicians, actors, activists, and 250,000 attendees come out to express their support for legal marijuana. Here's footage taken at last year's event by a pro-hemp group.
We are not a threat. We're Americans. We're peaceful. We're nonviolent.
Last summer was the first time attendees who had the drug on them were not necessarily breaking state law, and the Seattle Police Department was ready for it.
We basically crashed that party. We gave out 1,000 bags of Doritos with little informational stickers on them.
Sergeant Sean Whitcomb handles public affairs for the department, and he still has one of the baggies on his desk nearly a year later. He gets a kick out of the do's and don'ts plastered on the chips.
Don't give, sell, or shotgun weed to people under 21. Don't use pot in public. You could be cited, but we'd rather give you a warning. Do's. Do listen to The Dark Side of the Moon at a reasonable volume. Do enjoy HempFest.
Since Washington voters passed a marijuana initiative, possession crimes are a thing of the past. If you're an adult, you can buy, hold, and smoke marijuana without running afoul of the law. In a lot of places, this would be revolutionary from a policing standpoint. But in Seattle, not so much. The city stopped prosecuting minor drug crimes a decade ago, and Whitcomb says the passage of the initiative wasn't a drastic change for his department.
Yeah, not that big of a deal for us because we already triage to go after those criminal events that are going to be jeopardizing people's well-being.
In the year since the initiative passed, Seattle's violent crime rate has gone down 2%, while the total crime rate is up a single point. Whitcomb doesn't say either of these shifts have anything to do with marijuana legalization. If anything, he thinks the lack of major movement on crime stats shows that Seattle hasn't become a stoner paradise or gone to hell in a hemp-woven handbasket.
You are not going to be walking into a giant green haze of smoke. Seattle hasn't really changed that much with the passage of I-502.
Not every police officer within the Seattle PD is on board with the department's attitude, though. Last month, Seattle public radio station KUOW reported that two detectives left the media unit over disagreements involving marijuana legalization. In Alaska, some law enforcement officials are also raising concerns. Last month, the Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police announced it would take $6 million to train officers to recognize marijuana crimes like driving under the influence. Executive Director Kaylee Klazemat is generally wary of the measure and of some of the positive news from Washington and Colorado.
Anything that anybody is telling you there is purely anecdotal. It's purely their sense of things, and that may or may not be accurate.
Klazemat's preferred course of action would be to wait at least another election cycle to let the legalization experiment play out in other states.
Definitely. I mean, it might not change the fact that we were going to have costs, but I think everybody would feel a lot better about it being able to have hard data from other states that have done it. Rather than be in this world of speculation where one side is saying, oh, everything will be wonderful, and the other side is saying, we're not so sure.
Back in Seattle, the city's former police chief thinks the experiment is playing out pretty well. Norm Stamper and I are at a downtown coffee shop, and the only drug anyone seems to be consuming is caffeine. Stamper served as a cop for 34 years, with six of those in charge of Seattle's police department. Now he's involved with the group Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He says he first started taking issue with anti-marijuana laws after getting a call where he had to kick down a door to arrest a high 19-year-old from his own home.
And that was my aha moment. I would now spend 3 hours processing that arrest. I would have to inventory the soggy remains of his stash. I would have to write a case report, a narcotics impound report, and an arrest report. So I was no longer available during those 3 hours to the men and women and children of my assigned area, my police beat.
Stamper is not surprised that some Alaska police chiefs are worried about training costs. And he even points out that a quarter of those surveyed don't anticipate any problems. So far, he hasn't really seen any in Seattle.
The sky is still in, you know, above us. You do not see crazed druggies accosting people on the streets or running naked down 5th or 4th Avenue. Life continues much as it has.
In Seattle, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.